Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, we'll be discussing rate hikes, CPI, and war in Europe, as well as the five things to watch out for in the Bitcoin market this week. And as Matthew Hyland shares here, Bitcoin has fallen below the crucial support zone. And as Mikhail Van de Pop shares, great choppy movements for Bitcoin, but in the end, it will come back to the price of the CME close of Friday evening. And he also shares, this week is going to be volatile. Stay calm, the best option in these markets. And as Mike McGlone from Bloomberg Intelligence shares, Bitcoin may revisit $30,000, but what of the stock market? Down about 2% on Sunday morning from Friday's close. Bitcoin is indicating another rough week for risk assets. And as Philip Swift shares here, a reserve risk is a very useful and, in my opinion, underused indicator to identify periods of value for Bitcoin. It is now entering value by the freaking dip territory on the macro timeframes as the price trends down. And as Dennis Porter shares here, $69,000 down to $39,000 may seem significant, but you'll look back and laugh when Bitcoin is over $10 million. And as Max Kaiser shares here, those who were suggesting that Bitcoin would emerge as the global reserve asset and the US dollar would remain the global reserve currency should revisit their thesis in light of current events. And this just in, breaking news, Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak says Bitcoin is the only pure gold cryptocurrency. Also in today's show, whale stablecoin buying power grew over 7% in 1 month. Also in today's show, here's what's coming for Bitcoin next. Now that Bitcoin is below $40,000, according to top crypto analysts, quoting him right here, a very strong close here on BTC. This indicates chances we see 29,000 to 32,000 are a lot less likely. Now we just need to seal the deal with a monthly close above 46,800 to put the nail in the coffin for the bears. Also in today's show, SkyBridge Capital founder doubles down on his $100,000 Bitcoin price prediction and expects the king crypto to reach $500,000 in the long term. That's right. Anthony Scaramucci notes that this is early adopting technology and says this will be very volatile. There'll be periods of time where Bitcoin will crash down 50% plus. Nonetheless, he shares the following. If you're willing to zoom out and look at the long-term chart and look at the adoption story, could Bitcoin get to $500,000 a coin? I believe it will. Also in today's show, we'll be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin is pumping, all the major alts are currently correcting and in the red. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Today's episode is brought to you by the FTX app, formerly known as Blockfolio. I've been using this app literally every single day for the past few years. It's the first thing I do when I wake up in the morning is check my crypto portfolio. I personally love it because it's the easiest and fastest way to buy Bitcoin, Ether, and other top cryptocurrencies with zero fees, truly making this a no-brainer. And they're trusted by over 6 million people worldwide and over 200 plus countries around the world. And they have a special promo they're running right now where you can earn free crypto on every trade over $10. To take advantage of it, visit ftx.cryptonewsalerts.net and use promo code CryptoNews. Again, that's ftx.cryptonewsalerts.net, promo code CryptoNews, and download the FTX app today. Make some trades, claim your free crypto. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Now for the five things to watch out for in the Bitcoin market this week. Number one, macro forces signal volatile, rough week ahead. That's right, historical precedent aside, it has become clear that the stock market does not like the current European hostilities. Losses mounted last week with global equities in total shedding $2.9 trillion of value, and it's not not just what has already taken place, which is rocking the boat, but new sanctions against Russia are on the table, and among them some serious issues that would only be felt on the longer timeframes should they come to fruition. And amongst them is a ban on Russian oil imports, a move set to upend the global status quo and trigger a seismic shift in how the economy fuels itself. And in response, Pentoshi shared, if this happened, I would think there'd be a high probability of stocks limiting down immediately off the news. And he also shares, the most exciting thing this year will be global markets collapsing. Any market that trades above zero will be too high. They will call this the Greater Depression, which will be 10 times worse than the Great Depression. While an extreme scenario, there is nonetheless little to be bullish about. While the conflict remains unresolved and the fallout worsens, and for Mike McGlone, chief commodity strategist at Bloomberg Intelligence, Bitcoin's intraday performance meant that the coming week should indeed be rough for risk assets. As he shares here on Twitter, Bitcoin may revisit $30,000, but what of the stock market, down about 2% on Sunday morning from Friday's close? Bitcoin is indicating another rough week for risk assets. And on Friday, he shared, Bitcoin 40,000 or NASDAQ 14,000, digital gold set to prevail. Bitcoin faces deflationary forces after 2021 excesses, but the crypto shows divergent strength with 2002 losses, less than half those of the NASDAQ 100. Bitcoin may be maturing towards global digital collateral. Now, the second factor to keep your eyes out on this week in the Bitcoin market, CME gap sets up for a $40,000 rematch. That's right. Should that be the case, Bitcoin hodlers are in for a choppy ride in the coming days. Sensitive stocks combine with rocketing commodity prices and atmosphere of stagflation is in the making. Some say hardly provides fertile ground for bullish sentiment. So overnight on Sunday, Bitcoin wicked down to 37,500 on Bitstamp, marking its lowest level since late February and wholly erasing its subsequent gains. And even more frustrating is the entire move was a repeat of a previous one, cementing that the current price range as a more definitive support and resistance. And taking a look here at the daily chart, you can see how persistent the range has been. In order to exit it, a breakout above the yearly open at 46,200 is needed. As Matthew Hyland points out here, Bitcoin has fallen below the crucial support zone, which is 39,600, which just so happens to coincide with Friday's closing price on the CME. And as Mikhail Van de Pop shares here, great choppy movements of Bitcoin, but in the end, it will come back to the price of the CME close of Friday evening. And he also shares, this week is going to be volatile. Stay calm, the best option in these markets.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Now for the third factor to keep your eyes out on this week in the Bitcoin market, traders brace for CPI rate hike. Double whammy. That's right. As pointed out here by TED Talks Macro, Mr. Market is saying no to a 50 BPS rate hike in March and yes to a 25 BPS hike. That means that the risks headed into this month's Fed meeting are, in my opinion, A, no hike equals Bitcoin to $50,000 plus. B, 50 BPS hike equals Bitcoin to mid-30s. Or C, 25 BPS hike equals Bitcoin continues to slowly trend higher. Now, obviously, I hope for A, no hike equals Bitcoin to $50,000 plus. Send it. And he also points out here that this month's FOMC meeting is on the 16th of March. And I also like to point out that on the 15th, El Salvador's volcano bonds go live. So exciting times right around the corner. Now for the fourth factor to keep your eyes out on this week in the Bitcoin market, extreme, but not extreme enough. A familiar face shows just how big a hit crypto sentiment has taken in the recent days. As Bitcoin fell from the top of its range, the crypto greed and fear index fell with it right back into extreme fear zone. Now the bullishness in early March is clearly visible on the index, which more than doubled its normalized sentiment score to reach 51 out of 100, which is neutral, before proceeding to lose it all again and reach just 22 out of 100. And today we're rated a 23 out of 100 in extreme fear. Extreme fear equals BTFD by that freaking dip. Now for the fifth and final factor to keep your eyes out on this week in the Bitcoin market, reserve risk enters the green. How on edge are hodlers really? Let's discuss it. As ever, there's a clear line to be drawn between long-term and short-term Bitcoin investors, with the former still stubbornly riding out the come down from all-time highs. One key metric supporting the view that confidence in Bitcoin does not match the price is reserve risk. Created in 2019, reserve risk pits sentiment against price in a way that shows when to invest in order to have a good chance of producing With on-chain analytics site looking to Bitcoin calls, outsized returns. That's right. Currently, Bitcoin is heading back into the green buy zone, indicating that conditions favor long-term investors. Once more, high confidence and low price. Checking out this tweet right here by Philip Swift. Reserve risk. It is now entering value by the freaking dip territory on macro timeframes as price trends down. And as Dennis Porter shares here, 69,000 down to 39,000 may seem significant, but you'll look back and laugh when Bitcoin is over $10 million per coin. Send it. And as Max Kaiser shares here, those who were suggesting that Bitcoin would emerge as the global reserve asset and the US dollar would remain the global reserve currency should revisit their thesis in light of current events. Speaking of Michael Saylor, I take it because Michael Saylor says that the US dollar would remain a global reserve currency. Very interesting. And breaking news just in, Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak says Bitcoin is the only pure gold cryptocurrency. Preach.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
And before I break down next story of the day, Whale's stablecoin buying power grew over 7% in 1 month. Here's what it means. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin barely in the green, maintaining just above $38,500. We have Ether down 2%, trading just above $2,500, while Solana, Polkadot, Avalanche, Luna, Cardano are all correcting and in the red. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Bitcoin price struggled to overcome 40K resistance over the weekend and is currently trading just above 38,500 at a time when Bitcoin is hovering at a 40% discount from all-time highs. Whales have started accumulating more stable coins. According to data from Sentiment, stablecoin whales with wallet holdings of 10,000 to 1 million Tether USDT have accumulated over $1 billion in buying power in the past month. This data indicates that the buying power of these whales have increased by over 7%. In just 1 month, as you can see here in the Tether USDT supply distribution chart. Now, buying power is defined as the capacity of stablecoins to buy Bitcoin and thereby driving its price higher. When the price of Bitcoin is low, the stablecoin supply is able to purchase a bigger share of the circulating Bitcoin supply, causing the price to rise. Thus, buying power is high and vice versa. The significant accumulation of stablecoins by whales indicates that they are waiting to buy BTC at a lower price, showing a bullish outlook for the market. The outflow of BTC from exchanges also supports this sentiment. Over the past 26 weeks, 21 weeks have seen a higher flow of BTC supply away from the exchanges than onto it. Now, the close correlation to Bitcoin with the S&P 500 has also been seen as one of the reasons behind its current sluggish price momentum, while gold rose to a multi-week high. However, the price momentum is quite similar to the first half of 2021, where gold outshined Bitcoin for the first two quarters, while Bitcoin maintained a close correlation with the equity market. And by the mid of the third quarter, Bitcoin broke its correlation with the stock market and rose to new highs, while gold plummeted to new lows. That's right, because Bitcoin is not a risk-on asset, it's a risk-off asset. Just sometimes it trades like a risk-on asset, but lo and behold, Bitcoin is without a shadow of a doubt on its own vector, so it is what it is. And before I break down next story of the day, here's what's coming next for the Bitcoin price action. Now that Bitcoin is below $40,000 according to top crypto analysts. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just above $1.7 trillion with about $70 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. The current Bitcoin dominance is 42.3%, with the Ether dominance at 17.7%. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers for the week, you can see Waves up 51%, Rune up 30%, Near up 17%, ANC up 17%, CeeLo up 14.7%, and Luna up 8.8%. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. A closely followed crypto strategist and trader says Bitcoin's recent correction below 40,000 has set the stage for the king crypto to rally to $50,000 in the coming weeks. Let's freaking go. Pseudonymous analyst Credible tells his 313,000 Twitter followers that Bitcoin's rejection at 45K on March 2nd indicates that Bitcoin is now trading inside a triangle pattern while carving a bottom. As he shares here, the depth of this retracement means our B wave is likely complete already. If this is a triangle structure, now a standard triangle like we had at 10,000 rather than running, daily demand in blue at 38,000 is still the key to hold for this idea to remain valid.
Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
And according to Credible, his bullish thesis is based on Bitcoin's market structure when it traded below 10,000 from September to October in 2020. The crypto strategist says that the triangle pattern that formed during that time preceded Bitcoin's massive rally from 10,000 to $60,000. As he shares here on crypto Twitter, the last segment of our corrective structure that preceded the third impulse wave from 10 to $60,000 plus was a triangle. Would be nice to see something similar here if our bottom is in. Remember, a longer base typically leads to a stronger impulse. Pullbacks on Bitcoin to 38 to 42,000 are healthy, and you can see this triangle structure repeating itself once again. Deja vu, if you're to ask me. And checking out a response right here, excellent point. Absorbing liquidity up to the 40,800 range is totally healthy for maintaining structure. Breaking 39,000 and moving to that level, in my reading, has already left the structure healthy. While Credible expects Bitcoin to continue consolidating in the coming days, he highlights that Bitcoin's recent move above 44,700 has significantly reduced the odds that the King Crypto will breach support at 30K. As he shares here, a very strong close here on BTC. This indicates chances we see 29 to 32,000 are a lot less likely. Now we just need to seal the deal with a monthly close above 46,800 to put the nail in the coffin for the bears. And before I break down our final story of the day, Skybridge Capital founder Anthony Scaramucci doubles down on his $100,000 Bitcoin price prediction and expects Bitcoin to reach $500,000 in the long term. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1,000 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my crypto merch store, now live at merch.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, the daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, the blog I update daily, which can be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also, be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to turn on all notifications to receive daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, just like this. And of course, you can follow me on all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify to Apple's iTunes to Google Play. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. The founder of investment management firm Skybridge Capital, Anthony Scaramucci, talked about the future outlook for Bitcoin on Friday in a new interview with Melissa Francis. Scaramucci expected the price of Bitcoin to reach $100,000 by the end of last year. However, he admitted that he did not assess the regulatory environment appropriately after the U.S. SEC approved Bitcoin futures exchange-traded funds. Now, quoting him here, "I thought once you had Bitcoin futures, which are ETFs, you'd end up with the cash pretty immediately. Too much political headwind for that," he explained. Instead, BTC got corrected down to the $40,000 level from its all-time high of around 69K based on data from Bitcoin.com Markets. Nonetheless, the Skybridge Capital founder believes that the price of Bitcoin could reach $100,000 this year. He opined, quoting him here, "Could it get there this year? Yes. Is it likely to get there over 2 years? I am very confident of that, but we've got some work to do here from a regulatory perspective. We got to get the markets to calm down a little bit. We've got to get through COVID, but that's not going anywhere," he stressed. The Skybridge Capital founder was also asked what he would do if he were an average investor who was not invested in crypto, and he shared, "I would buy some," he promptly replied. However, he added, "I would average in," while cautioning that there will be volatility. Scaramucci noted, "The only way you can handle technology like this is to dollar cost average and buy a little every month. Sage advice, DCA and BTFD all freaking day."
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
And regarding what percentage of a paycheck an average investor should put into the King crypto, Scaramucci advised, I would pick a number that you are comfortable with and buy a little every month. He recommends putting between 1 and 4%. As he shares here, I put 4% of SkyBridge money into Bitcoin, he shared. I started off with a 4% cost position. If you talked to me at the peak, it ended up being 22%. He detailed, adding that it then traded down to about a 15% position. He continued, I think you've got to be a part of that. I think it would be a mistake to be underinvested or zero invested in blockchain and cryptocurrency. I agree 100%. Now let's talk about a $500,000 Bitcoin price. Scaramucci also commented on how high the price of Bitcoin could reach in the long term, reiterating his previous prediction that Bitcoin could reach $500,000 per coin, noting that this is early adopting technology. The SkyBridge Capital executive warned this will be very volatile. There will be periods of time where Bitcoin will crash down 50% plus. Nonetheless, he emphasized the following, but if you're willing to zoom out and look at the long-term chart and look at the adoption story, could Bitcoin get to $500,000 a coin? I believe it will. I agree 100%. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Anthony Scaramucci that we can realistically see a $500,000 Bitcoin price. It's also important to note he has been bullish on Bitcoin for quite some time. In November of last year, he encouraged investors to start buying Bitcoin and shared, this is very, very early for people. I'm trying to do my best to explain to them why they need to own this right now. Very powerful words. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode, Inner Dino wrote, thanks JV, excellent show. So much positive news. Let's get this party started right. Let's freaking go. BTC. Cheers, fam. Always a pleasure. BTC. Let's freaking go. Our next featured comment comes from Sandy Scholes, who wrote, hi, JV. Thank you so much for the good news and positive attitude you always bring to the table. Even through the tough times, you always remind us of the bright future ahead. Much love, brother. HODL. Much love, Sandy. Greatly appreciate your continued support. I will keep the bullish crypto news flowing. I got you. HODL. And our third and final featured comment comes from Frank of Center Square. Unconfiscatable wealth. No matter where, Bitcoin is the adult in the room. Facts, fam. Preach. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below.